As the verdict was read out, Vladimir Karamurza listened without any visible reaction. Convicted of treason, spreading false information about Russia's armed forces, and cooperating with an undesirable organization. His lawyer said Karamurza saw it as a verdict on the justness of his cause.
This is a terrible but very high assessment of Vladimir's work as a politician, as a citizen. This is how he perceived this verdict. When he heard it, 25 years, his self-esteem even went up. He realized he was doing everything right.
As hundreds of journalists packed a room where they watched the court proceedings on screen, reaction to the verdict came in swiftly. Nobel laureate Dmitry Muratov, who was a witness in Karamurza's case, told Al Jazeera it was part of a dangerous pattern that's emerged in Russia since the war in Ukraine began.
Sentences for political prisoners are handed down in the same way they were handed down during Stalin's time. These are huge sentences. 25 years is the lifetime of one generation of people. They want to take an entire generation out of the lives of Russians who won't meet politicians like Karamurza.
The longtime Kremlin critic was arrested last April under new laws passed 8 days after Russia's invasion, restricting any criticism of the country's army. The Russian-British former journalist and politician is the latest of several of President Putin's opponents to have been arrested. Karamurza played an important role in persuading Western governments to sanction Russian officials for alleged human rights abuses and corruption. Vladimir Karamurza's attorney says she'll be appealing this verdict, arguing that her client has had no previous convictions and a health condition, so he will not be able to serve his term in a maximum security facility. 99% of cases in Russian courts end with convictions. There was no expectation that this one would be any different. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Moscow.